Blog Talk Radio.
Money 2.0 Business on the Edge presents On the Edge Women in Business. Silicon Valley, Bay Area's AM 1220 KDOW, leading business radio show host. Helping you excel in business and in life. Here is business coach and show host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome. Welcome to Business on the Edge Extended, where we extend the conversation from my AM 1220 KDOW and iHeartRadio show, where we talk about it. Brought to you by the Small Business Concierge Digital Magazine, Silicon Valley. Thank you for tuning in to today's radio show. I appreciate your listenership. Hello to our international listeners out there here from Silicon Valley. We appreciate you tuning in as well or downloading the show, however you're getting connected with us here. I am an internet broadcasting live. I'm here on the internet broadcasting live, rather, from Silicon Valley Bay Area to you and around the world. If you want to dial into today's show, you can dial in at 1-516-531-9868. That is 1-516-531-9868, and talk with me. So let's get started. It is the first day of Black History Month 2021, and what I'd like to do, and I've never done this before, and I'm going to do this for the first time, and I'm going to do my best to make sure we get all of our shows in, but I'm going to do a show every day that I can on Black history or some form of it. And I'm going to make sure that I'm live as much as possible. I am live right now. Every now and then my things are going on and I have to rebroadcast a show or pre-record a show. But otherwise, I am live. I wanted to start out with a story of what I would say to me a hero, an entrepreneurial hero of the 1800s. And I grew up in a time where it was very difficult for us. I grew up in a poor, modest neighborhood. My parents divorced when I was very young. And my mother became ill when my brothers and I were very young. So we're one of those families that, you know, because of illness and those sorts of things, again, my parents divorced and never heard from my father again. And so my mother was left with raising three children. And what was interesting about my mother, even though she had a disease that would not allow her to work a normal job, so we lived off the government. We were sometimes in the food line to get food from Catholic churches and wherever it was open, and we had food stamps and just modest, low-income living and low-income homes. And my mom was entrepreneurial at heart. She was entrepreneurial at heart. And if she could do something, she would work with, there was this little candy store a friend of hers owned, and we'd go and work the candy store with her. Now, we were kids, so I don't know how much work we were really doing, but she was always entrepreneurial. And as I got older, especially after my mother passed away, I saw this other side of her as well. She was always striving to want to do more with her life. She died young because of her debilitating disease, but she instilled something in me and my brothers. We're all kind of entrepreneurial. And so she had her challenges of her day. And Bridget Biddy Mason, born a slave in 1818, August 15th, born a slave. And when we think about slavery and when I think about entrepreneurship, for for a person who's enslaved, that's polar opposite, right? It's polar opposite. And to become an entrepreneur, to become an entrepreneur in the 1800s, black, female, and creating such a wealth that today it would be multi-million dollars is amazing. And that's what Biddy Mason did. Biddy Mason, she's a hero to me as a female black woman. You know, enslaved children. She lived from 1818 to 1891. She lived in different parts of the country because of the slavery being bought and sold. She was born in Mississippi. And her master, her last slave owner, Robert Marion Smith, this is where she would get the opportunity to win her freedom. Now, I'm not a fan of slavery of any kind in any country of any sort. And when we hear about the human trafficking, that's slave trade, illegal slave trade, human trafficking. And so our world is still dealing with this heinous type of work. Having someone work and someone else is benefiting from it. And so her master was this converted Mormon. And although warned, he wanted to come to California. And there were some other places that they went, Utah. But and he was warned by fellow Mormons that California was a non-slave state. And so as he was bringing his family to California, kind of got cold feet and decided he was not going to do that. But by this time, there had been so much that happened between Biddy Mason and freed slaves that she was informed. And these free slaves, Charles H. and Elizabeth Flake Rowan, a free black couple, told, you know, it's painful for the black community to think about being enslaved. And they're urging her and telling her, listen, you need to fight for your freedom. You need to fight for your freedom. And so as this kind of scenario goes on in this story, they get the sheriff involved while the slave owner's now trying to get out of California, trying to get away from the idea that his slaves will be taken. Now, this is a Mormon, faith-based man. This makes me scratch my head, right? People of faith somehow normalized that it was okay to own another human being. I don't get it. Mormons, Christians of this time. One story I heard that was told to me, I don't know, I've not read it anywhere, but it doesn't surprise me. It doesn't sound far-fetched that the slaves, the Africans that were brought to this country, that Christian men, part of the point was that they wanted to teach these African slaves about God. I don't know if this is true or not. I'm not saying it's true, allegedly. And when I think about that sentiment, I'm thinking, you could have left my ancestors in Africa and still taught them about God and worked your own land. But Biddy Mason, in fact, did fight for her and petition for her freedom. And she won it. And she was skilled at midwife, being a midwife. She became a landowner in Southern California. And she grew her wealth. So much so, and she had her own faith in God. And when you look at slaves and hear the stories and then their faith in God, my people, my ancestors, the commitment, no matter what, God is bigger. God is bigger. So she amassed, created in today's numbers, she would have been around a $3 million. So it's about $300,000 in 1800s. $3 million, multimillionaire. She was a giver. She was a philanthropist, right? But she did something during a time, think about it, during a time that was so hard in this country, in the United States of America, for black people. And it's still tough. It's still tough. We're still not free, completely free. Systemic racism, systemic systems, right? The systems that are in place. Someone, I heard someone say that the system isn't broken. It is working exactly the way that it was designed. And it was designed for white men in this country, not even white women, but for white men to be successful. Now, I don't want to peel that onion. What I want to say is that if we focus on why we're really here on this planet and the people that God put on this planet, right? You're talking about Mormons, and in fact, Biddy Mason started a church of her own in Los Angeles. She organized the first AME church, if you did not know that, the oldest African-American church in the city. She used her wealth, and again, it was estimated about $3 million, to be a philanthropist to the LA community, donated to multiple charities. And so she was instrumental in finding travelers and aid centers and elementary schools for black children. She did this. Fed and sheltered the poor. In the 1800s. Now, she died in 1891, but in a time that it should have been impossible. But I can tell you, she died at 73 years old. Biddy Mason didn't see it that way. And she built a different type of life in the United States of America, so wherever you're at around the world, whatever your hardships are, challenges are, anything's possible. Anything's possible. And Bridget Biddy Mason, a hero that we don't hear about often enough, who paved a way for me, paved a way for other black up-and-coming black entrepreneurs. And we're in 2021. there is no excuse for us not to be successful in what we put our hands to. Education, entrepreneurship, science, technology, innovating, to make our contribution to the world. This is what Biddy Mason did, from slavery to entrepreneurship, winning her freedom, becoming an entrepreneur. She could have won her freedom and just stayed in the background somewhere, but she didn't. And the way that she created her wealth was buying real estate, being a midwife, and giving. I believe that if you give, you'll receive as well. In fact, one of Biddy Mason's quote is, if you hold your hand closed, nothing good can come in. The open hand is blessed, for it gives in abundance even as it receives. So you can give and receive at the same time. So I'm really proud to have the opportunity to get an education, to use that education to make my ding on the universe, to look in our history as Black people and said, if Biddy Mason can do it in the 1800s as a slave, having to fight for her slave, fight for her freedom, I don't have to go to court and fight for my freedom. I was born free. Well, now we've got some systemic things that needs to be reimagined, but this is a time where we should be creating Black Wall Street 2.0. We should be encouraging our kids to get their educations and promoting that and finding ways to get access to resources to put our kids in college. This is the 1800s, 1800s, 70 years span of time. When we hear that, you know, I can't afford it, I can't do it, Biddy Mason was a slave, there's no excuse. There is no excuse. We're going to go to a commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about your opportunity and what this story can do for you to encourage you to live your best life span, whatever it is. Whatever it is, let's go to a commercial break.
Small business owners, you have a voice, and that voice is the Small Business Concierge Digital Magazine, a dynamic, interactive experience that promotes your products and services to your customers. Join small business thought leaders and game changers from Silicon Valley and around the nation and be a part of the next big experience. The Small Business Concierge Digital Magazine is your gateway to leverage multiple opportunities to connect with your readers, your clients, and backlink to your special offers. Subscribe as a concierge for as little as $25 a month. Connect with local, national, and international readers, tailoring your goals to your market. Remember, advertising and marketing is a proactive and long-term activity, and it works. Play the long game and win with the Small Business Concierge Digital Magazine. Benefit from special features like YouTube tips and training. Submit articles and learn how to get selected at no extra cost. Click smallbusinessconcierge.biz and put your business in front of the eyes that matter. Smallbusinessconcierge.biz. Small business thought leaders and game changers, you have a voice, and that voice is the Small Business Concierge Digital Magazine, a dynamic, interactive experience that promotes your products and services to your customers. Be a part of the next big experience. Subscribe as a concierge for as little as $25 a month and connect with local, national, and international readers. Click smallbusinessconcierge.biz and put your business in front of the eyes that matter. Smallbusinessconcierge.biz.
We are back. Small Business Concierge, that is a magazine that we publish here in Silicon Valley. It's a digital magazine. You can connect with it at our smallbusinessconcierge.biz website. So get out there and take a look. We actually are hosted, our magazine is hosted by issue.com. So that is 100 million unique visitors per month to that platform, and we kind of stay in that top profile for small businesses. So please go out there and take a look. We're always adding new articles, adding new advertisement listings, things like that. So you might be able to tap into something that you need out there. So go out to smallbusinessconcierge.biz. Again, this is Margaret Jackson, and I am hosting here our Money 2.0 Business on the Edge Extended Show. We're talking about it. I am a Silicon Valley AM 1220 KDOW and iHeart Radio radio personality, and we are kicking off Black History Month with Biddy Mason. When I thought about who to kick it off with, I thought Bridget Biddy Mason. Biddy Mason, born a slave and died an entrepreneur and philanthropist. And so for those of you here during the pandemic, COVID-19, we have lost here in the United States 41% of our Black-owned businesses. And we were a little over 2 million businesses. And so we lost almost half due to COVID-19. We've heard the stories about losing the burning down and tearing down of Black Wall Street. I believe, I'm a firm believer in rebuilding Black Wall Street 2.0, I like to call it. We need to change our thinking, change the dynamic in which we think about what Blackness looks like in America. What does Blackness look like around the world in terms of contributing to the planet? And a lot is happening. I love, if you look at Africa and you look at the leaders and what corporations are doing that are led by predominantly Black people. Wow, big difference. Take a look. If you've never done a search for corporate leaders in Africa, do it. It'll just be mind-blowing for you, for those of you that are African-American. And so we have to in America begin to take steps towards our own successes, corporate successes, businesses, entrepreneurs. I love talking to entrepreneurs. There's this entrepreneur, she's fantastic, Black female. She has two sons. They look like they're probably in their mid-20s or so. And when I've been at events with her, and she makes sure her sons show up, and she'll sit there and she'll talk to them and says, you need to have your own sons. You need to be thinking about not just having a job, but being the owner, being the entrepreneur, being the business owner. This is what she's instilling in them, to give them a future, a different type of future. That's what Biddy Mason did for her daughters, gave them a different future. She had three young daughters. When she was fighting for her freedom, she had a newborn. What excuses do we have as Black people that we're not raising up our children to be owners, landowners? She's a landowner, business owners, corporate owners, listed in the Fortune 1000 lists. Look at Oprah Winfrey, Michael Jordan, billionaires, starting to show up on the billionaires list, Jay-Z on the billionaires list. We need to see more of that. This world is big enough for everyone. And we celebrate Black History Month as a reminder of the contributions that we have made in this country, our people that have made the contributions in this as slaves. They've given their lives. They've been killed. Given their lives, building this country. We've got scientists. We've got innovators. And we're going to talk about them each day during Black History Month, Monday through Thursday, 3 p.m., 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time here in Silicon Valley. You can connect with me. If you want to get on this call and you know about Biddy Mason and you have your own story, give me a call. I'm live right now. 516-531-9868. That's 516-531-9868. I have a 27-year-old son. He's an entrepreneur. And he's always kind of been an entrepreneur. When he was a little guy, he's always trying to sell something. He's an animator, storyboard artist. He does a lot of freelance work. But when he was growing up, I would sit there and tell him from the time that he was born until 27 years old, he just turned 27 Friday. You're a history maker and world shaker. He's a history maker and world shaker. He's a leader. He has to carry the torch. We have to carry the torch. Biddy Mason passed it on to us. We have to carry the torch. No excuses. There's no excuse for you to not succeed. Well, I've been in prison. I was wrongly accused. Biddy Mason was a slave. She was 30 years old. She was born into slavery. She was 30 and a slave. But when she got her freedom, she became who she was born to be, an entrepreneur, a church planter, a philanthropist. And she gave not just to blacks, she also gave to whites. We have no excuse. We have no excuse. We have some of the greatest technology today. We have access to so much. We're getting our education. There's so much. And I wonder what Bridget Biddy Mason is looking down from heaven and saying. Is she shaking her head and saying, yes, I know it's tough. I know it's tough. But there's some things that we can't care about. We have to stay focused on why we're here and what we want to achieve, why we're on this planet. Last week on one of my shows, I was talking about Chadwick Boseman. And he's quoted saying, when I stand before God, I want to be able to say that I used everything that you gave me. Are you using everything that God gave you? And we're going to talk about our white counterparts that died fighting for the freedom of black people during Black History Month. The John Browns. Who are the John Browns of 2021? They're here. They exist. Like Tim Wise. He's a John Brown of today. Receives death threats all the time because he wants to see change. White male. Fighting for complete justice. Even level playing fields for blacks in this country. No excuses. Absolutely no excuses. So maybe entrepreneurship is not your thing. Maybe it's getting your education and teaching. Maybe it's whatever it is. Everything that we do needs education, right? Maybe it's education and teaching. Maybe it's culinary. Maybe it's theatrical. Maybe it's sports. maybe it is the entertainment industry in some form or fashion. And you might be saying, well, who's going to pick me? Why not you? Do you know someone's going to be a basketball player? Someone's going to be, is going to make it into the NBA. That's 12 years old right now, dribbling the basketball somewhere. And we're going to hear their story one day. And says, when I was 12 years old, I was constantly playing basketball. When we were on the SIP, I made a makeshift hoop in my house, and I was just practicing shooting. Some story. Someone's going to enjoy the dream that you're thinking about, which means that you should do everything that you can to get there. Because it might as well be you. Because if it's not you, it will be someone else. I promise you, it will be someone else. Someone else will be the entrepreneur, business owner. Someone else will be the brain surgeon. Someone else will be the real estate mogul. Someone else is going to be the president of the United States. Now we have a vice president of the United States who's black, female, not just one history-making event, Kamala Harris, but two, a female, black, part black, part Indian. Three, game changer, history maker, world shakers. So there's no excuse for us. So what do you want to do with your life? What kind of dreams do you have? Do you want to write a book? You want to finish school? You want to go back to school? You've been mothering your children and being the caregiver, and now they're grown and out of the house, or maybe in the house because of the pandemic, and you can go back to it. We can't look at our white counterparts and expect that we should continue to pull from them. We have to build. In spite of whatever's going on, we have to build. In spite of it all, we have to build. Biddy Mason, what did she do? How did she create the wealth that she created? You know, there's nowhere in her story that I've read that she went and got a loan from her master, slave owner. She put her hands to work. She looked at her hands and made them work for her. Delivering babies, being a midwife, buying property, saving her money, being a midwife, working with her hands, buying property, so much so that she could make a difference in someone else's life. Don't you want to make a difference in someone else's life? Los Angeles, California. That's where she died. January 15th, 1891 is when she died. Born August 15th, 1818. On March 27th, 1988, the mayor of L.A. and members of the church she founded held a ceremony during which her grave was marked with a tombstone. What? That's 1988 that her grave was finally marked with a tombstone. Almost 100 years later, she is considered an American hero. I've got to go to a commercial break. When I come back, We're going to chat a little bit more. We're going to talk about it.
Small business owners, you have a voice, and that voice is the Small Business Concierge Digital Magazine, a dynamic, interactive experience that promotes your products and services to your customers. Join small business thought leaders and game changers from Silicon Valley and around the nation and be a part of the next big experience. The Small Business Concierge Digital Magazine is your gateway to leverage multiple opportunities to connect with your readers, your clients, and backlink to your special offers. Subscribe as a concierge for as little as $25 a month. Connect with local, national, and international readers, tailoring your goals to your market. Remember, advertising and marketing is a proactive and long-term activity, and it works. Play the long game and win with the Small Business Concierge Digital Magazine. Benefit from special features like YouTube tips and training. Submit articles and learn how to get selected at no extra cost. Click smallbusinessconcierge.biz and put your business in front of the eyes that matter. Smallbusinessconcierge.biz.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Our Small Business Concierge, this is Margaret Jackson, radio show personality for AM 1220 KDOW Radio and iHeartRadio here in Silicon Valley. If you're listening in, wherever you're at in the world, thank you for listening in. Or if you downloaded this particular show, thank you for listening in and hope you're getting something out of this and the value of what Biddy Mason's life has brought to our world, her giving back, her impact. And it's not just the impact that she's had for Black people. This impact or this example of hers can be used for all people. That when you are, when you come out of slavery to become an entrepreneur and achieve what she's achieved, she should be saluted. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that. But as a small business radio personality here in Silicon Valley, you can tune into my live radio show on Friday nights, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. on AM 1220 KDOW, or you can go out to AM 1220 KDOW's website.biz and listen to the show, our live streaming on Friday nights, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. I'm part of a money team, Money 2.0, and we just have a great time in terms of that show. We have lots of different types of guests, and so join me and get connected to some of the resources that we have available on this show for you. I'm a small business expert, so if you have questions or you have any concerns, email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz and love to talk to you about it. Now, if you're an international business, contact me anyway. You never know. I'm not familiar with international business, but sometimes there's some things that are kind of standard, like your taxes. Pay your taxes, doing business. But you know, there's foundational things that go with owning and running a business. So email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. I would love to hear from you and find out where you're at in the world. That would be super awesome. And again, you can connect with our Small Business Concierge website. And when you go to our website, and we should have our new refreshed site up later this week. I'm looking forward to it. So if you go out to our website today, you're going to see our old site. It looks pretty good. I'm happy with it. But sometimes you just need to refresh every couple of years. And so it's being refreshed. We've got some cool stuff. So if you want to see the differences, then you can go out and check out the smallbusinessconcierge.biz and see what the differences are going to look like for you. You can get connected to our magazine as a subscriber. We have the Concierge COVID-19 specials that kind of changed some things up just because COVID-19 has just impacted everyone in their businesses. We've taken some huge hits here in the United States, but we have some packages here. The Women in Business Concierge, the Small Business Corporate Concierge, and the Micro Business Concierge. And we have added to your package advertising. So you will get some ad space in our magazine, and you can promote yourself a bit more. And we've got some new products coming out. We've got our Small Business Networking coming soon. And all of this is going to pretty much be part of your subscription. For those that are not subscribing as a member, there will be a modest fee for the networking pieces. We're going to have the 3P Nexus for Power Women, Power Secrets, Power Purpose, And so that's going to be really, really fun for us to do as women, where we come and powwow and connect and learn some things that are specifically to help and support women in business going to their next level and professionals. You do not have to be a business owner to be part of the Nexus, but you would have to be a woman to be part of the next Nexus. So we're also going to have a networking group, faith-based networking. And this will be a Christian platform. My faith is Christian, but anyone can join. We don't exclude anyone in that regard, but just understand that the faith base that you can expect to hear if you do connect. You know, coaching is based on Christian biblical beliefs and values, so just keep that in mind. So go out there and check out what we have. We have our podcasts out here. We have some videos out here that you can connect with on our YouTube channel as well. And we've got a cool 888 MySBC 30 phone number that you can connect with us as well. So a lot of good stuff. And again, when the new website is up, we'll let you know about that as well. But we've got some good stuff. And we've got another brand new product coming that I can't share with you publicly just yet. We're working on that framework. And when that's ready, I'll let you know about that. You're going to love this. This is so fantastic. So I'm really, it takes me just holding onto my seat and gagging my mouth to not say anything. So check out what we have out there. And if you want to check out my radio page, businessontheedge.biz, you can check that out as well. We're going to be refreshing that as well. But you can get some information about the show there as well. So Black History Month. Samuel L. Jackson said, "I don't want a Black History Month. History, American history is Black history." And I agree with that. Although when we go to school and in your high schools and all of that, Black history tends to be one class and American history is another class outside of learning about Dr. Martin Luther King and some of the notable figures in our Black history. But I agree that it is American history. But I do believe it's great to have Black History Month. We should have a Black History Month because it's an opportunity for us to push the pause button. The playing ground is not level. And for us to think about what we're not thinking about. Biddy Mason and the slaves of this time and the slaves that came before her knew the N-word, familiar with the N-word. And I have some comments about the N-word. We have to make a decision as Black people to not care about it. And because it's never going to go away. Someone's going to say it. Someone's going to say it with you know, offensive motives. And I get that in our Black community, we'll give ourselves an excuse and say it's a term of affection. This is not a word that should be used as a term of affection for one another. We need to find some other words to describe our love and affection for one another. The N-word is not it. Now, I am guilty in my own right over the years growing up. It was a very common word that I would use. Those around me would use, the adults would use. But something shifted at some point in my adult life, and I crossed a line and said, no, I don't want anyone calling me the N-word. Now, I've crossed another line in my life. And Biddy Mason heard the N-word as a slave. I've never been anyone's slave. But I've crossed another line. And I'm here to say that I don't care. I'm not going to give anyone the power to ruffle my feathers or my attitude because they choose to call me the N-word. I don't care. It's like calling me the B-word. I crossed that line a long time ago. I really don't care because I'm not a female dog with floppy ears and a tail. So you can say it all day long, and I'm like, whatever, but don't call me that. I might tell you that, so don't call me that. And I'll move on, and I'll be very serious about that. But that's not going to change, even if you, those out there of you that are very comfortable with antagonizing black people and calling them N-words and all that. That's your stuff. It's not my stuff. I'm not going to make your stuff my stuff. So I don't care. It does not mean anything to me. I'm not going to let it mean anything to me because I need to focus on other things that mean something to me. That's not something that means anything to me. And we need to, as a black community, to not let one word empower someone else and their behavior toward us. You know, I was talking to a friend of mine. She's white, and we talked about honky. You remember that word? And I didn't call it the H word. You know why I didn't call it the H word? Because you wouldn't know what I was talking about. Because when blacks was trying to call white people honkies, you know what they did? And this is what she said before I can even get it out of my mouth. She said, "We didn't care." I said, "I know. That's exactly right." And as blacks, we quit saying it. The last person that said it was like Red Fox on Sanford and Son. We quit saying it. You know why? Because they didn't care. And we have to do the same thing. We can't care. We have to train our children to not care about the N-word. Rather than say, don't let anyone call you the N-word. Well, let them call you. What is it going to do? Focus on your math. Focus on your English. Focus on your science. Focus on your education. Focus on your next level. And let that word die its slow death, right? Just saying. It can't matter. Bridget Biddy Mason, if she's looking down from us, she's looking down from heaven on us. Is she shaking her head? Is she saying, if I could live in 2021, I wouldn't just create $3 million. I would create billions of dollars. I believe that she would. Because in 1818 to 1891, quite frankly, that's not a time I would want to have lived in. She paved the way for us. She paved the way for women. And we have no excuse to live a life less than optimal for whatever we're supposed to do. What is your optimal life? What's the thing that you're talking yourself out because of finances? I'm going to be on a panel discussion with a chamber here in Silicon Valley, and we're going to talk about African American getting access to capital. And how are you getting access to capital? What are different ways you can get access to capital? What can you do with taking the few dollars in your hands and getting access to capital? And maybe access to capital is not an issue for you. Maybe you're doing well for yourself. Are you training others coming up behind you, other black kids, other black and brown kids? Are you training them to pass you to grow, right? When we're mentors and leaders, you know, when we're mentoring, when we leave this planet, they should totally pass us up. I don't have much time left. What I want to leave you with is read the story of Bridget Biddy Mason. And you can find it at nps.gov. Do a search for people, Biddy Mason. In Los Angeles, one of the first prominent citizens and landowners in Los Angeles in the 1850s and 1860s. What kind of experience were our black people having across this nation in the 1800s? Look at the titans of the 1800s. There's a PBS had done a series on the titans that built America in the industrial age. J.P. Morgan, Vanderbilt, you're talking about all these guys. 1850s, 1860s. A black woman born a slave, becoming a prominent citizen in her community, giver, philanthropist, landowner. Now you can say it with me. There is no excuse. There is no excuse. No opposition, no treachery, no bullying, no anything, no lack of resources. You think when she fought for her freedom, petitioned for her freedom as a slave, she had like some savings account stashed up somewhere? I doubt that. No. Yeah, right? An adult with three kids to provide for. If I could interview Biddy Mason today, if she could call in to today's show, I would ask her one question. How did you do it? What do you think she would say? I think she would say that I rolled up my sleeves and I put my hands to work. I did what I knew how to do. I delivered babies. I was a midwife. I saved money. I connected with free blacks, other free blacks. And I learned from them. I think she paid attention to what was going on. You know why? Because the couple, Charles and Elizabeth Flake Rowan, the black couple that urged her to legally contest her slave status in California, that's who influenced her. And so I think she looked at them who were free, and I think she allowed herself not to only be influenced there, but to be influenced in other areas. It'd be interesting to look at what Charles and Elizabeth Flake Rowan did. Were they purchasing land? Did they have their own land? He says, hey, I want to have my own land too. I want to have some land. So I think she was paying attention to what was happening with the black community around her and wanted to make a difference. I believe that her faith played a big part in her choices. and how she wanted to make a difference in her community. And what's interesting, when you read about her not just giving to blacks, but whites, churches. And for her, God was bigger than color. And that's not to say the color's not important, because I don't believe that. God made us black, brown, and different shades and different sizes for a reason. Different color hair, different color eyes, all of that. And he didn't do that because he felt like color wasn't important. He felt color's important. When people say, you know, I don't see color, then you're saying I don't see you. I see whites. I see the different shades of white skin. You know, white is really not a color. White is really like if white paper. So we say white, but there's different shades, and I see them. Different shades of hair, different blue eyes, green eyes, brown eyes. I like seeing the different colors of people, what they look like from different backgrounds. I appreciate it. I believe that there's a beauty in that. And there's a reason why we're here on a huge planet to make our ding on the universe. And I don't think any nation has that cornered, but I think that there's some things that we're good at, different nations are great at, and culturally, and there's a reason for that. You know, we'll tell, you ever hear someone says, hey, stay in your lane when you're working and your disciplines and your in your field, stay in your lane, like Michael Jordan when he was playing baseball. He liked baseball, even though he played baseball in high school and basketball. Stay in your lane. We were like, it was so painful to watch Michael Jordan play baseball. It was just painful. But basketball, he taught us how to fly, didn't he? He's a billionaire today. And he's not a billionaire because of his NBA career didn't make him a billionaire. What made him a billionaire is all the endorsements. Smart decisions. Who are you going to be today? What are you going to tell your black and brown children? You're going to tell them about Biddy Mason. You're going to tell them about an opportunity for them to be great. I've got to get out of here. Welcome to Black History Month. We're going to be here all month, and we're going to talk about different stories. And you have an opportunity to call in and join in on the talk. Be good to somebody out there.
Yeah.